Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Smith from Prelude about vaping and e-cigarettes. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And we've talked about vaping, e-cigarettes in the past.
Yes.
What are some of the dangers or warnings issued for these products?
Well, for one, anytime you're inhaling any sort of substance into your lungs, it's not good for your body. With nicotine, it's a poison. It constricts the blood vessels. It can lead to things like heart disease. With THC, typically when people vape it, it's in very high doses, and so people may have a higher high than they're kind of used to, and so that can cause some problems as well. But yes, anytime that you're inhaling anything like that into your lungs, it's bad for your body. As far as what we see around here in Washington County, we know that according to the Iowa Youth Survey, the recent stats are that 43% of Washington County 11th graders have tried e-cigarettes.
And what does that look like compared to a traditional tobacco product, a cigarette?
So for 11th graders that have ever tried a regular cigarette, it was 17%.
So more than double.
Yes, more than double. Yes. Teenagers typically are not smoking cigarettes nowadays. They've gotten those warnings, and then they've gotten messages from vaping companies themselves that say vaping is harmless. We now see that, you know, it's not, and there's definitely dangers that aren't taking 20 to 30 years to develop. These are kids who probably have been doing it for, I don't know, a few years, maybe, because they haven't been around for that long.
And what do these products look like? What should parents keep an eye out for with their teenagers, especially those who are underage?
Yeah, that's a good question. So different e-cigarettes or vapes can look in a variety of ways. Some of them look like a USB or a hotspot, basically, that you just plug into your computer. Others have a cylindrical shape that basically you can tell that there's like a cartridge that goes on it that has the liquid in it.
Kind of like a pen or?
Yeah, like, yes, very similar to a pen. And they can, again, be a variety of sizes as well. Some of them are refillable. Typically, if it's a teenager, they're not buying the, you know, $150 refillable kind. It's usually the ones that have just the disposable cartridge on it. You know, it's always a good thing to ask your kids about what they know about it, even if you don't think they're using it. You'll be kind of surprised with what they say about it. Yeah.
And if people are using vaping products, are there resources available to help stop?
Yeah, there is. Actually, the number that people can call to quit smoking, they can also call to quit vaping. And so that's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Or they can log on to www.quitlineiowa.org. And on that website, you can chat with a quit coach, basically. So if someone would rather chat online with someone rather than calling them on the phone, most young people would probably choose that option. Then they can access those services. And that's even for kids who are under 18 as well. So they have services for underage kids as well.
And again, we are seeing severe illness related to those who have been using these vaping e-cigarette products.
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. It's, I have a feeling it's just beginning. We're just kind of seeing the start of that, unfortunately.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Sarah Smith from Prelude talking about e-cigarettes and vaping products. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.